Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
888-6581. Tired of going out and seeing dirt and grime. And it drives you crazy every time. We'll reduce the stress when we pressure wash it for you. And let your home's beauty shine through.
Let it shine through.
If you want the best, you better call Mary. 888-6581. If you want the best, call Mary.
Let you wash it.
888-6581.
You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book. Cricketers British Pub and Restaurant has the best fish and chips in town, along with a whole host of other authentic British and traditional American fare. They also have a full liquor bar and a large selection of quality beers. Located in Causeway Plaza in Dunedin, you can find them at 2634 Bayshore Boulevard. Give them a call at 727-736-1322. That's 727-736-1322. Or visit them online at cricketerspub.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Thank you, Matt. Is it Magical Matt, right?
Welcome, Tampa Bay.
Welcome, Tampa Bay. Another one in the books. We got a barbecue going outside. Did you get any of the ribs yet?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. They're glazing. Can you smell it, though? Yeah, you can smell it.
I must have missed it.
You missed it when you came. Yeah, we got a band out there. You know what the name of the band is?
What's the name of the band?
It's called the Local Yokels.
The Local Yokels.
Isn't that amazing? We put out a local coupon book. So we got a band going out there. We got a barbecue. And then we're like in the... He's supposed to show up at about like 5:45.
Okay.
We're going to have a magic show. A magician.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
For those YouTubers. I don't know about the YouTubers. Yeah, so they can see
what he's doing. Yeah, so what we're going to do is have him do a magic show.
Okay.
Imagine that. And anything else we got going on? Oh, we're doing a giveaway, a raffle of $1,000.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
So how can someone participate in that?
Okay. All you got to do is come to the station.
You're going to have a line of people waiting for $1,000. I'm not sure whether you have or not. But I tell you what you do have right now on the phone. Purple Haze is with us.
Unbelievable. What do you think about that, Mr. Purple Haze? Leo?
Hey, I didn't hear it. I'm sorry I came in and I didn't hear what you guys were talking about.
Oh, we got a big barbecue going on here with barbecued ribs. We got a band out there called the Local Yokels. It's like a party atmosphere here, and then at 5:45, we're going to have a magician doing magic tricks.
That's awesome, dude. That's awesome. How's things going with you guys? Happy Valentine's, everybody.
That's right. Happy Valentine's Day. Is there such thing as a Valentine's song? Like, is there a particular song that you like? We always play Purple Haze. But in honor of your girl, does your wife and your daughter or your daughter have a favorite song we can play for them?
They've been listening to a lot of Taylor Swift lately. I don't know why.
Yeah, she's a hit. That's the one that goes with the... With the football player, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Boy, what a game that was. Did you watch it?
I didn't get a chance to watch it, no, but I heard I was keeping track of it. But yeah. pretty good game, yeah.
Yeah, when you win on if you on the last drive in two different times you go on fourth down and get it. I mean, it's what football is all about, right?
Yeah.
You know, the last drive and all that, and Taylor Swift. They say that like it was $7 million for a 30-second spot. Did you hear that too, Leo?
I did hear it. It's definitely a lot of people watch it, so obviously it's worth it for a lot of big corporations to do that.
Hey, I want to get Leo. Guess what your bill is for this radio show?
Don't know. What is it?
$7 million, baby.
Yeah, that's it. $7 million for 30 seconds of fame.
So, are you doing anything special for your lovely wife?
I asked her today, what do you want to do?
Really? And what she said?
Well, I told her I want to take anywhere you want to go, anywhere for dinner. She's like, just take me to a place and take me shopping, is what she said.
Wow.
So I have to take her shopping.
Yes. I mean, I'm not a good shopper myself, but I like to shop where you get like the clearance rack. And I don't know if that's embarrassing, but my kids used to get embarrassed. But why pay full price if you can go to a clearance rack at, say, Foot Locker? I don't know, or somewhere where it's 70% off. But, like, it's an insult to some people to say, hey.
I tell you what, some people are like that. Every T-shirt that I wear, every single T-shirt that I wear, is promotional T-shirts that are given to me.
Cool.
You know, different vendors, if I go to different shows, they give me T-shirts and I wear them, you know?
Right. My son wears that shirt what he did at your event. The lady she put out, and I forget her name, but she gave us some nice stuff. Plus, I bought some stuff from her, too. It was a vendor that was at your event. And she really knows what she's doing. She has some homemade shirts where it looks so cool looking for kids. Every time I see my son wearing that shirt, I think, man, I know exactly where she got it. He got that at Purple Haze 420.
Yeah, I'm wearing one right now, and it says I survived Purple Haze's 420 party, but I don't remember a damn thing.
You know, for all you listeners out there, this is Leo, and I don't want to botch your last name, but is it Gazadala?
Casadilla.
Okay, well, that's easier to pronounce. It sounds like Spanish, but he's actually the owner of Purple Haze. He's got several locations, folks. Purple Haze is a phenomenal. They got a tobacco accessory. Leo's been in business for 30 years. Am I correct?
Yep, 30 years in business. I would love to retire, though, to be honest with you.
Well, you're in the right place if you want to retire. This is the retired capital of the world here in Florida. It's amazing. You have so many locations. You have 3809 Tyron Boulevard in St. Pete. You have another location, 1427 34th Street in St. Pete as well. And, of course, you also have a location in Largo, which is 10999 Seminole Boulevard. And you have a drive-thru coming soon. Is that already open?
That is not open yet. The county threw me for a little curveball when I purchased it. I purchased that during COVID. And they gave me a permit to rebuild, but they didn't say anything about the repaving of the parking lot. Mm. And when I repaved the parking lot, they told me I had to upgrade to current storm drain, stormwater drainage, and it was going to cost me an extra $200,000.
That is crazy. Do you have
So that's why it's been on hold, because I haven't had the funds to redo the parking lot the way they want me to. But it's unfortunate, but, you know, live and learn.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry going through that. Is there anybody in the city in St. Pete that can perhaps help you in this particular predicament?
Oh, I wish somebody in the county. It's actually the county.
Are you part of some sort of a chamber of commerce at all?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm not.
All right. So I know they can become your advocate, you know, to support you.
I'll tell you what. If you know anybody who could help me with that with the county, definitely shoot me an email or something.
Absolutely, absolutely. So guys, you know, Leo has a coupon. He's advertising in the BBC coupon books. And of course, if you take advantage, if you see one of these books laying around, there's a coupon there, and you have to present a coupon from what I understand. Present a coupon, and you guys will have a great deal. I mean, he has like 30% off all CBD products on everyday low prices. And on top of that, he will beat any local competitor to advertise his price. But you have to present the coupon for this, guys. So make sure you take advantage of that coupon. So Leo, tell me a little bit, like, what got you started in doing this type of business? I know you've been doing it for 30 years. What got you into that? Because right now, here you are 30 years later, and this is like the hottest thing going on now.
30 years ago, there wasn't any type of stores to help the patient that needed medication and the assistance to guide them in the right direction. And that's what got me started in it. Also, 30 years ago, opening up a smoke shop was very taboo, you know. 30 years later, they're opening up every block. So it's definitely has come a long way.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm going to be 55 years old. I remember back 30 years ago, you know, this wasn't really the hottest thing. Like you said, it was like taboo. Tell us, like, what's been so successful keeping you busy for 30 years? What is keeping your doors open, and why do people keep coming back to you?
Well, we cater. My customers like local glass art. A lot of the smoke shops that are opening up right now, they're carrying import. A lot of the stuff that they carry is, I'm going to say, 99% of their glass is import, whereas ours is 90% local and 10% import. So we like to support the local community, the local artists, and that's what had the customers come back. Plus, the quality of the products that we carry, whether it's flower, because we do carry THC flower as well, we carry CBD as well as THC, we carry kratom and all different types of products. The products that we carry, because I've been in business for 30 years, we have a tendency of getting the best of the best for the best price. So when you've been in business for a long time, you get to know the movers and the shakers, and that's who we deal with.
So it sounds like you have exclusive cost breaks for your business specifically. And of course, the public can take advantage of that. For those people that are not really familiar with the Delta 8 TCH products that you sell, can you kind of explain to them what that's all about?
Okay. THC is what most people want. THC is what helps you with your pain. It helps you relax. It helps with a lot of anxiety. Okay, but they don't realize that THC across the board is the same exact thing. All right? When you extract THC from the female cannabis plant, it is federally illegal. When you extract THC from the male cannabis plant, it is federally legal. What is the difference? There's absolutely no difference. The difference is that you have to grow 1 pound of the female plant to get 1 ounce of THC, when you have to grow 3 pounds of the male plant to get the same 1 ounce of THC. But when you go to purchase it from a dispensary, you're also paying cannabis tax, which is expensive. Okay, you have to go get a medical card. All right. The state limits the amount of product that you can buy, and they also limit the percentages of THCs that you could acquire. All right, when you buy it from us, there's no limitations on what you could buy. You can buy as much as you want. All right, the percentages of THC is higher, and the cost is also less expensive.
That's amazing. It said no medical card needed.
Correct.
Okay. So when you have someone that wants to buy these products, do you have a little bit like a consultation with them, or they already come in knowing what they're getting in most cases?
Some people do come in having no clue. And that's what got me into the business 30 years ago. When they came to me 30 years ago, they had no idea what cannabis was or what the different strains were. You know, obviously you have indica, sativa, and hybrid, and they all give you different effects. So some customers come in, they've done their research, they come in and they know exactly what they're buying. Some customers come in and they need a little bit of advice, and we're here to help them out.
And obviously, you have staff on board that can be able to educate these people coming in for the first time.
Oh yeah, and absolutely.
Getting that knowledge, right?
Yes, for sure.
What are some of the roadblocks that you experience being in this industry?
Back in the day, there's a lot of roadblocks.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, enforcement has been reduced, so a lot of the smoke shops that are opening now are getting away with a lot of things that we were not able to get away with back then. Okay, which is not, I'm going to say it's not proper. Back in 96, they created a paraphernalia law that prevented smoke shops from opening up in convenience stores. This law is still in effect in Pinellas County. But meanwhile, you consistently start seeing smoke shops popping up in convenience stores, which is illegal. But because they don't have the enforcement, these shops are basically, they're left open. That's one of the challenges that we have as a smoke shop, is that we have a lot more competition because they're opening up where they're not supposed to be opening up, if that makes any sense.
No, it does. It does. It's not fair to someone like yourself who's following the rules, adhering to the laws, and then you have these things happening around you that it's just not fair, especially being a business owner and you're doing the right thing how the state wants you to do it. It's unfortunate. So, I mean, it sounds to me like how do you, you know, with those type of challenges, as an owner, what do you think is, you know, how do you overcome some of those challenges?
Educating the staff, educating the customers. A lot of times customers will walk into a smoke shop and the employees don't know nothing. They're basically clerks.
Mm-hmm.
When you come into Purple Haze Tobacco Stores, all of my employees are very well educated on the products, on the different devices, on the different THC products and different strains. So they're able to educate the customers a lot better than if a customer just happened to walk into a convenience store or a gas station.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, do you ever have people like ask you, how they have like some sort of idea and it's kind of like misconstrued of how they think because the way the media portrays on cannabis. That it does affect you in a negative way as far as mentally, like, you know, keeping your mental state as far as your memory and all that. Is that true or not true that from your experience?
Well, the unfortunate thing is that pharmaceutical companies have a tendency of penetrating people's minds.
Right.
You go to a doctor nowadays, and right away they want to push the pills on you.
Right.
And they don't realize that everybody's there for a commission. The doctors make commissions on it. They get little kickbacks. The pharmaceutical labs, they're basically making a ton of money off of patients. And what they're basically doing is they're addicting or getting these consumers addicted to the pills that they're offering. And a lot of times the customers don't want to do it no more, you know, and they find an alternative way to medicate themselves, and that's where cannabis comes into place.
And this is all natural, correct?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
This has been around for thousands of years. And people don't. It's like like the holistic medicine. I kind of put that up there in the same line as holistic medicine because there's a lot of tell the public what are some of the benefits that people get from using these type of products.
Well, they definitely get pain relief for sure. A lot of people have insomnia, like myself. I have a hard time sleeping,
mm-hmm.
and if I smoke at night or vape at night, it helps me relax. It helps me go to sleep. Some people have anxiety. It helps with their anxiety, with their appetite. I can tell you a little story with appetite.
Sure.
My dad was 99 years old when he passed away, but at the age of 95, he decided he didn't want to eat no more. And he was basically fading away. And my sister, who was my dad's caretaker, came to me and said, we don't know what to do anymore. He eats one bite and he puts the food down. And my sister, being a career cop, the last thing she wanted to hear me say was, well, let's give daddy some gummies. And what ended up happening was she took my advice, and we started giving him some THC gummies, and that opened up his appetite, and it was just like a game changer. So it definitely helps.
Amazing. Wow, that's amazing. That's an amazing story. There's just so many benefits, you know, health-wise using these products. And of course, you know, a lot of people, you know, tend to put a negative light to it. I noticed that you also have certain products there, like you have the gravity hookah. Can you tell people what that is, like the stained glass gravity hookah?
They're just different devices to make it easier to smoke.
Okay.
They have different delivery devices, like if you purchase a water pipe is just basically a simple device that you put your cannabis in the bowl and you light it up and you pull from the mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm.
A gravity pipe, what it basically does is when you turn it's like the hourglass with a bowl and a tube. And when you turn it upside down, it basically pulls the smoke into one of the chambers. And then when you flip it back around, it actually blows the smoke out. So it's just a gadget to make it easier for you to smoke.
Gotcha. And you also have like a botanical extractor as well. Yeah, many various different products. So so you've been in business for 30 years, which is amazing in itself. I'm just going to ask this question. You know, back in the days, back in 2022 and 21 with the pandemic hit, did this affect you in any kind of way?
During COVID, you're talking about during COVID?
Yes, sir.
It did affect me.
Mm-hmm.
We were considered non-essential.
Mm-hmm.
So we were forced to shut down for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Financially, we took a big, big hit.
Mm-hmm.
It ended up scaring a lot of the customers that would have been coming to us. They went to places that were serving Kava and Kratom,
mm-hmm.
and they were considered essential.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where a lot of these shops that were opening up that were Kava Kratom bars started getting into the smoke shop industry as well, because they seen a little niche when customers were coming in there for Kava Kratom. They were able to sell them smoke shop accessories.
Wow. So for those listeners that are just chiming in, Leo, give them your telephone number and perhaps if you have a website as well. Can you provide that information if they want to reach out to you?
Yeah, so telephone number, all my stores have the same last four digits. So I'll give you an example. Like Southside store is 328 PIPE, P-I-P-E, whereas my Tyrone store is 344 PIPE, P-I-P-E, or Seminole store is 397 PIPE, P-I-P-E, which is 7473.
Okay.
But if they want to reach me directly, they can reach me at 727-580-5880. That goes directly to my phone.
Perfect. And as far as your operations, can you let them know what your store operations are, the hours?
Yeah, it's Monday through Saturday, 10 to 10. And Sunday, 11 to 6 or 11 to 7:30, depending which location.
Okay. Sounds like you're open 7 days a week. Yeah, pretty much. Wow. That's amazing.
For 30 years.
Wow. That's amazing. I'm very proud of you for overcoming that time during the pandemic and everything you went through. And you, obviously, people keep coming to you for a reason. You've built relationships. They trust your products. They trust you. You're the coupon books that you're reliable, honest, and you're motivated. That's for sure. So we have...
We're going to a traffic report break right now, Leo. And it's at 5:30, and the traffic report break is being brought to you by Purple Haze. He needs help too, help wanted, and anything in closing you would like to say, Leo?
We're definitely looking for good, reliable sales help. So if anybody's looking for any type of work, have them come out to Purple Haze Tobacco Store, fill out application, and give me a call after they do so. And we'll definitely evaluate every person that applies and take them in.
Now listen to the traffic report. This way, if you're going home, just know it's being brought to you by Purple Haze.
Thank you, Brian. Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's. And happy birthday, Leo, too, also.
Thank you, brother.
January 29th.
Yep, it was.
Great day. It's a special day, January 29th. Happy birthday.
is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
All right, this is Magical Matt with the Brian Cash Claw Show Traffic Report, brought to you by Purple Haze Smoke Shop and Bros Pizza, homemade Italian food on East Bay Drive in Largo. To the actual traffic report we go. A lot of heavy traffic on 275 in downtown Tampa. There's backups all over the place. It's starting to spill into the and onto the bridge onto 275 headed towards St. Petersburg. Be careful in that area. Same thing with the Courtney Campbell Causeway. There's backups in both directions. It eases up once you get onto the other side of Tampa, but then it picks up again once you hit 275, so be careful going in that direction too. Also, general rush hour traffic on US 19, both in Palm Harbor and in St. Petersburg. Check for alternate routes where possible. And with your BCC coupon book traffic report, brought to you by Bros Pizza on East Bay Drive in Largo, this is Magical Matt. Back to more of the Brian Cash Claws Radio Show.
888-6581. Tired of going out and seeing dirt and grime, and it drives you crazy every time. We'll reduce the stress when we pressure wash it for you, and let your home's beauty shine through. If you want the best, you better call Merritt. 888-6581. If you want the best, call Merritt. Bet you wash it. 888-6581.
Jelly Beans Ice Cream and Treats has the food and desserts that'll make you smile. From burgers, hot dogs, chicken tenders, and sandwiches, to ice cream, shakes, sundaes, floats, and ice cream sandwiches. Bring the whole family to 368 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, nearly right across the street from Dunedin Lanes. You can order online at jillybeans.com and follow them on Facebook at jillybeansict. Check out their website for all their weekly specials. You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
There you go. We got a big party going on here, my friend KC. You there?
Yep.
Yeah, what I want to do is, I understand you put out a barbecue sauce. Is that you?
Yes, I do. I have a barbecue sauce that's been in my family for generations.
Okay, because we're doing a big party here right now. Barbecue, we got music outside. We got the local yokel band outside.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, the next time what I want you to do is I'm going to promote your barbecue. I'm going to make a flyer up. I'm going to do a barbecue party here. We're going to sell your barbecue sauce. And we're going to, I mean, I'm not going to say, I don't want to make your expectations high, but we're just going to be doing something really big for the barbecue. Like, we're going to throw a barbecue party with KC barbecue sauce.
Sounds good to me. How does that sound? I like to hear that.
Right.
That sounds lovely.
And then what I'm going to do is have the balloon guy here, and then I'm also going to have a band playing music.
Okay. Right. Sound good.
Right, and then see as many people we get here, and the purpose is to sell barbecue sauce.
Oh, that's right. Well, I want to definitely make a plug for Valentine's Day while I'm on here. We have two locations, one in Drew Street, 2087 Drew Street, and we have one in 771 Main Street in Dunedin. I think we serviced probably all of Clearwater and Dunedin today.
Unbelievable. Tell me, how was your day today?
Very, very good. It was very, very good. We sold out everything just about.
That's what you want, right?
Congratulations.
I definitely want to sell everything I can. Yes.
Yeah. And then tell us about what does it take to be a good florist?
Attention to detail mostly. Just making sure that you have the right amount of flowers. You have a good staff. A good designer is very, very important. And I have one of the best. And just a good nose for business, really. But it's a small margin for florists.
Right, because it's so competitive. Is that why?
No, because the flowers go up and down. They fluctuate. And you have to make sure your designers are putting in the right amount of flowers to make money. If they put in too much, you could be in that poorhouse.
Right. I never thought of that.
Yeah. You have to. It has to be. Your designers have to be on point. And you definitely have to have the clientele. You got to have the right clientele as well.
How do you fluctuate? Give me an example of how a market could fluctuate. Is it like gasoline fluctuates the same way?
Sort of, but a little bit different. Say for January, right? In January, roses are usually, let's say, $1.50 a rose. Say that's the price. But see, the Rose Bowl comes up; they use all the roses, so now it's supply and demand. They don't have that many for Valentine's Day, so now roses are $2.50 a rose.
Really?
Oh yes, man, yes sir. And they go up and down just like that.
Did you notice the guy that won the Rose Bowl? What he had in his mouth the whole time? Did you pick up on that?
Yeah, he had a rose in his mouth.
For about 5 minutes. I mean, he didn't just put it in. He kept it in there for 5 minutes.
Hey, Casey, what time does your shop close?
Well, I'm still at the shop at the moment. I'm waiting on one of my clients to show up now. He's just got off work, and he called me and said he's on his way. From Trinity. He's driving all the way from Trinity.
Wow. So for those folks that are listening, they're having a great special today, guys. They're having a Valentine's special, dozen roses with the cute bear on the swing for only $104.99. Nothing says I love you more than that. So it's like Rumbling Rose arrangement. It's like you said, it's got the expert putting it. It's a beautiful arrangement. Go support this veteran-owned business. It's, while time is still open. So what time are you planning to closing today?
Hopefully around 6:15. He should be here around 6, and I'm going to close around 6:30 today. But we're open tomorrow. We'll have everything fresh and ready. We got flowers coming in tomorrow, so we'll be ready to go.
Come on, guys. Got an hour to go. Go and take advantage of this.
Oh, yes. And Flowers by Francis over in Clearwater, they're open as well still. My wife's still over there as well. So we'll be open till a little after 6. So if you want that last-minute arrangement and you're getting off work, stop by.
Actually, they're located at 771 Main Street in Dunedin, folks. Go there now if you're listening. And you guys are probably in a traffic jam. Might as well pick up those flowers for your significant other.
That's right. Pick up those flowers. Otherwise, you might be outside tomorrow.
Give them a call, 727-470-9944. Again, it's 727-470-9944. Let them know you're on your way.
And then, in any good relationship, there's two things, right? Romance and finance. You show romance by bringing flowers and showing that you care. You could just bring one rose, even. It's a thought that you care. You give me a relationship that doesn't have romance or doesn't have finance. It has to have one of those two, psychiatrists say, of why relationships break up. If you just went to Ramblin' Rose, your relationship would be so much happier because you are showing that you care, and it's a sign of love. And all women love flowers.
Well, they love affection, too. They love you showing them that you care. Because us guys, we get to thinking, we get to thinking that our wife's been there for a few years, or we've been in a relationship for, 5 or 6 years. We get comfortable. So we get a little complacent, But women like to know that you care. There's nothing wrong with showing them.
Affection. I like that word, affection. We all want to be loved, too, even men. Yes. Everybody wants to be loved.
Yes, we do.
Right.
And for those folks listening in, you know, Rambling Rose Florist, they craft both traditional and contemporary boutiques with plenty of room for customization and uniqueness. They go, this goes for every arrangement that they sell for your anniversary arrangements and new baby gifts or birthday flowers and all of other options. On top of that, every day the arrangements they offer with the same day flower delivery. Is that correct, Leo?
Yes, we do same day flower delivery.
Yeah,
we do same day flower delivery. If you call early enough, our cutoff time is at 3, usually around 3 o'clock in the afternoon for that delivery that day. But yeah, we can do the same day delivery as long as you give us enough time.
Absolutely. So if you're thinking about having that beautiful wedding, large events, work events, funerals, or you're looking forward for even the sympathy flowers arrangements, give him a call. He has the expert there. He has the best choices, and you got to check him out.
And also, we do send flowers anywhere in the United States and some other countries. So if you have loved ones outside of the Pinellas County area, we can also wire flowers out as well. So,
okay,
you really know your stuff. And I don't know, just something about, and I just take this for whatever it's worth, I want you to listen to this, Angel. Have I said this? You've been doing the show with me a long time. What I get out of KC, and just tell me if I've ever said this to anybody, kindness, professionalism, and a man that I really think cares.
Oh, yes, I do care.
Right? And then, you notice when I talked about relationships, he picked up on you got to be have affection to have a good relationship, too. And giving someone roses and flowers and stuff, guys, it's not just that. It shows you care, but it's also affection in it. Is that would be affection in itself by giving the flower? Is that a proper sentence? Or no?
That's a proper sentence. But I got to let you go, though, Brian, because I got a customer just walked in.
All right.
So, and we're going to take care of him. So I really appreciate everybody on the radio show. Appreciate you getting me on here. And everybody have a very happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you.
Rambling Rose.
Loris.
Rambling Rose.
There you go.
God bless you, Casey.
Now, for those folks also, we're going to do a quick shout-out to All You Can Eat at the Brazilian Steakhouse. They're located at 6715 49th Street North, which is Pinellas Park, Florida. Their telephone number is 727-525-1100. They're open Tuesday to Thursday from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Fridays and Sundays from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. They have fresh salad bar, hot buffet bar, all you can eat. I tell you, when I went to one of these, they're actually rated a 5-star. So obviously, it's great to go to restaurants when they're rated 5 stars. That means they're top notch. If you actually go to if you have any access to the BCC coupon books, they actually have a coupon in the booklet and it gives $5 off a $35 purchase. It's not valid with any other offer discounts. This is going to expire at the end of the month. So by all means, go over there, give them a visit. So if you're thinking about taking your lovely wife or significant other or that person who you like a lot, to take them to the Brazilian Steakhouse. They do have a special going on for the Valentine's as well. So it's a quick shout out on them. I also want to mention that there's actually an event happening, let's see here, this coming Sunday. And this event is basically, it's called the Reina de Hillsborough. And it's basically a beauty pageant that help young ladies get funding for their college. So all those winners. So I know I just have the invitation here. I had it here a second ago, so I totally apologize. Oh, here it is. So basically, it's located at 6437 Watson Road in Riverview, Florida, at the Regents. From 3 to 7 is when the event is. 3 o'clock is when they serve the food. It's on a Sunday on February 18th. And purchase your tickets online. You can purchase it there. Go support those young ladies to help them get the funding they need for college. Again, it's Nuestra Reina.
All right, tell us that again, like what it is. Slow it down a little bit and explain what they do.
Nuestra Reina, basically, this is the second year that they're doing this. What they do is a group got together and formed this group to go into these areas that, it's not affluent. It's kind of a poor area, if you will. And they've been reaching out to the parents, and these kids are poor. They're very, they live day to day, okay? So these kids don't really go out much. So they actually went out to their parents and say, hey, by the way, we're doing a beauty pageant for young ladies that live within that community. And if they're interested, they can go into a pageant. And from if they do join the pageant, they teach them, like, you know, like life skills as far as how to present yourself and, you know, like a smaller competition. But it helps them self-esteem. It grows. It helps them help those young ladies get the esteem they need to kind of break out of their situation. And it shows them that there's a broader world besides the four block race where they
live.
What do
you think about, when is the event?
It's happening this Sunday. And it's located at the Regents at 6437 Watson Road. Once they, the first three winners, they receive funding for college. They can get to $3,000 or $4,000 for their college.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
That's a really good thing.
Absolutely.
So who do we got next? That's wonderful, really, if you think about it. You change one person's life, you change the world.
Hey, you have Mark on the line.
Hey, Mark, what's up, buddy?
Not too much, Brian. How are you doing today?
Well, we got happy birthday. It was February 12th.
Oh, thank you very much.
Can we set up maybe a birthday song for you? Like, what song do you want to hear?
Oh, I don't know. Why don't you do the Beatles?
The Beatles?
Yeah, his birthday, February 12th?
The Beatles have a happy birthday song?
They absolutely do.
Okay.
Well, happy birthday.
Today is your birthday.
Today is your birthday. Okay.
Well, today isn't my birthday, but 2 days ago was. But yeah,
that was my daughter's birthday. So. I'll never forget your birthday.
There you go. Me okay, and
let's see. Who do you think also was famous that was born on? Okay, ready?
Ready?
Thank you, Matt. To your birthday, to your daughter. Say your daughter's name.
Yep. Angelique Santiago.
You can play the whole song. That's fine.
There you go. No.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
Plug me.
Plug you. Oh, yeah, because all the money you spent with me, I should plug you, shouldn't I?
I know you should.
You're my number one most. I wonder how much money I put in my bank account because of your advertising dollars. What do you think?
Diana and I.
How much?
We put the clothes on your back. That's
how much. How much do you think went into my bank account from your... Have you ever written me a check? Yes, you have. Leave it at that.
Yeah,
I went too far with that.
You're smart to say leave it at that.
Leave it at that.
So anyhow,
I should shut up while I'm behind.
Yeah, so I'm here to promote our business. My wife and myself have Serenity Dog Service, and what we provide is walking, of course. We do drop-ins if a dog needs some sort of visit during the day to be let out, fed, this and that. We also do, if you have veterinarian appointments, anything like that, we do boarding also, whether it be in your own home or in our home. And what we're offering is a special, just for this special phone call, anyone that calls us at our phone number, which would be 617-839-6908 or 727-831-3518, we will do our first walk for you for absolutely free.
Unbelievable. Just like how much money you spend with me. I get that free. You give out free dog walks. I give out free advertising.
There you go.
There's a lot of free stuff.
You got any free food over there? Because maybe we'll stop by when I ride back from Tampa. So
yes, Frank's Pizza. Let's do a plug out for my buddy at Frank's.
For those folks, his number again is 727-831-3518. Is that correct?
That's correct.
There we go.
Or 617-839-6908.
Make that phone call, guys.
Make the call. We'll walk the dog for a half hour. We'll meet. And
So when you were sitting in the sandbox, right, as a kid?
Right. I said I wanted, you know what? I sat in sandboxes with my dogs. That's how long I've had dogs. I've had dogs my entire life.
So you were sitting there in the sandbox. His friend goes, I want to be a fireman. And then you know what the other friend said? I want to be a police officer.
I want to be a coupon salesman. I want to be a coupon. I want to tell people to buy my ad.
Hey, Mark, I do appreciate what you do because, you know, these animals are just like humans. They need that connection with people. They need to walk outside. They need the natural sun and have them be able to interact with other dogs to keep them socially sound. So I do appreciate, Mark, what you do for those pet owners. You know, pets are also like children to a lot of people.
They're family.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, if you want to take care of your loved one, which is also your dog, you know, my dog, when he passed away, or she passed away, Sasha, I missed her dearly. I worked a lot of hours. I wish I would have known Mark in the past. Hey, Mark, can you just swing by my house and just walk out, you know, walk my dog? Because sometimes I was working some late hours, and sometimes you love your dog, but you also have to remember that you have to walk your dogs. And sometimes people forget about that, you know? They just sit around for you. They protect your home. They protect you. They give you the love that you need when you need it. Here comes Mark, and be able to walk him. Every dog deserves somebody to walk him outside, take care of them.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Right. And if I could tell you right now, we have a dog named Scruffy sitting between my wife and myself, and he's enjoying the ride back from Tampa. But we are centrally located right on the Clearwater Lago line, so, you know, anywhere in Pinellas County can work for us. And we do it because of the love of animals, and that's the real truth. We don't have to be doing this, but it gives us something to do, a little exercise. We get to meet a lot of nice animals. And we're cat lovers, too. We have cats ourselves. And if we can do any kind of thing that might be needed for cats. So please keep us in mind.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate the call.
So, Mark, now that you got a plug-in for yourself, why don't you do a plug-in for your wife? To say something beautiful about her on this beautiful Valentine's Day.
My beautiful wife on Valentine's Day.
Diana, the most wonderful woman in the world.
A nice, big box, the biggest box of Godiva heart-shaped chocolates I could find.
There you go.
This is pretty big. A beautiful card, and she gave me a beautiful card, and she always has flowers, but she'll probably get some more later, but I haven't got around to that because we were a little busy today. So,
well, that's good.
But I have the most, I ended up marrying the most beautiful woman in the world, inside and out. So how's that for a Valentine's Day gift for me?
There you go.
Then you know where you got to take her? And I'm going to pay for it. Dairy Curl. And if you go there today, I will pay for it. They're on Gulf to Bay, and they're also on Main Street in Safety Harbor. They're the oldest ice cream parlor in America. I don't know America, but definitely in Pinellas County. And they are the best. Everything is creamy and made great. And I think we got Morton on the line. Stay on, Mark. Morton, you there?
Am I here?
Yeah, you're here. I know you're here. You're on your way here.
I told my Safety Harbor, but because I was going to go through Safety Harbor, but
is
now I'm down to 586, so I think I passed Safety Harbor.
Morton, you there? Is he there? Dairy Curl.
Yes, I'm here.
You're the best. Listen to this, Mark. This Mark's a good friend of mine, but Morton, I have a lot of respect for you. Yeah, Roy's going to come in. My son, he sings songs. And just real quick, I know we're about to promote everybody, but there was Battle of the Bands, 50 different bands, and guess what place he came in?
What place?
First.
That's awesome.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and they all dressed in white shoes, white pants, the group, black sunglasses, and they choreographed the dance, and he did a silhouette to one of the girls in the front row, and she started to cry.
That's pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah, first place. And then in the Tampa Bay magazine that recently just came out, they put him at the 42nd. What number were you? 42nd in all of Tampa Bay, rated as an up-and-coming star.
That's awesome. Wow.
That is awesome.
And he's in the house right now.
As a matter of fact, let's go switch seats over here.
You can sit right here. Right. Anyhow, so you got the... what do you think about giving dogs ice cream?
We give them a little pup cup. Anyone that brings up their dog, they're welcome to have a pup cup.
Really?
Yep.
So that's a cool thing. So you're a dog friendly owner.
Oh yeah, yeah. We everyone has a dog, and the dog deserves a little treat too. Yeah.
Well, listen, for those folks listening in, this is the
grand opening.
Go ahead, Mark.
Again, because we're right over at McMahon Booth. We'll swing by for ice cream for us and Scruffy.
Okay, bring him up.
All right, and then also, too, can I just because sometimes it doesn't matter really, but sometimes it does. Who you are, Morton, also says a lot. Can you just tell us, if you don't mind, I know we're here to promote the ice cream parlor, right? But I'd like to promote you just a little bit of what, if you were my son, how proud I would be of you. Can you just give us a little history of your background, of who you are?
Yeah, I'm Morton Myers. I'm born and raised in Clearwater. I've lived on 4 different houses in the city. I've never lived anywhere else. I have a wife that's a teacher at Clearwater High. I have 4 bright kids all going through the public school system. I'm a scoutmaster. I'm also an assistant scoutmaster. And I'm on a committee for a Cub Scout pack. So I'm pretty busy. Besides my day job, I own a pawn shop on Gulf of the Bay, Tampa Bay Pawn, and then I own the 2 Dairy Girls.
Unbelievable. Wow, that's now, cool. Tell them, now tell them, if you don't mind.
You're over at McMullen, you're over in Safety Harbor, right? Because we're going to head over right this second.
Go to the one on Gulf of the Bay, too.
Yeah, the one on Gulf of the Bay, they're both dog friendly.
Yeah, but go to Safety Harbor, though, actually. Go to Safety Harbor.
Yeah, Safety Harbor.
More than that, I'd rather meet Morton at Safety Harbor if he's there, if that's the one he's at.
Yeah, go there, buddy.
I'm in and out of there all the time. I split my time between 3 businesses.
But you see, when you ask someone for their bio, is that what it's called? Is it a bio, or is that what comes out of your stomach? What is
bio? Stomach. Bio is
what is a bio?
Biography.
What is that when you ask someone for their
biography?
Biography. Do you say bio?
Well, some people short it for bio. Yeah.
Yeah. Bio.
Bio. I feel sick right now. Can I have your bio?
Okay. Along with ice cream.
Along with a cup of ice cream. Tell us about your Dairy Curl, if you don't mind real quick.
And go ahead.
Dairy Curl, we've been in business since 1953. So I think we're 71 this year.
Wow.
And we're kept it all the same. All the ingredients, everything is as close to authentic as you could get in 1953 from us.
Do you remember what the first ice cream cone sold for in 1953?
I want to plug this in. They're located at 310 Main Street in Safety Harbor. Again, 310 Main Street, Safety Harbor. Give them a call, 727-466-1625. Go ahead, Brian.
What was the? I was curious. What do you think? A nickel for a cone in 1953?
Oh, it had to be. I've tried to look up pictures of that place.
Like 2 cents,
I took
3 cents.
Over 6 or 7 years ago, but I've tried to find old pictures. I know when my friend's family that sold it to me, when they took it over in 1972, an ice cream was just a quarter.
Right, so then definitely a nickel.
Okay.
Because I remember when watermelon used to be 3 cents a pound in the 60s.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I would kill to buy watermelon for 3 cents a pound.
Right.
Yeah. Right, so just if you... Now, Mark, you're going to go down there now and get an ice cream at the Dairy Girl?
Yeah, we're right in McMullen booth. I'm almost going to get up to Main Street now. I've already...
Oh, you know what would be perfect? Can you do this next week? Can you do this for me, Mark? Go there, right? Get ice cream for the dog, and then we'll talk on the air about how you're eating the ice cream at the Dairy Girl.
Are you like a secret shop? I was going there right now since I'm right here. I'm literally at 580 in McMullen Booth.
Right.
Well, but I'm talking next week. I'd like to interview
you. I know
you
are.
He's going now, though. He's getting ice cream now. He's getting on your dime.
On my dime.
We take care of this dog. Yeah.
You offered it. You said you'll pay for it.
I'm going to pay for everything.
Morton. Brian's going to pay for it. We got it.
I'm just going to tell him that Morton sent us.
No, you pay for it. No, you pay for it. And I'll give you. I'll repay you. Hey, Mark, you don't. It's not like you're buying advertisement for me. Some places you got to pay.
Hey, not for nothing. The coupon book has a free ice cream cone. If you get the coupon book, there is a coupon on there for a free ice cream cone. If they're still honoring the coupon.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, Dairy Curl. So, Morton, in closing, what would you like to say in 20 seconds?
Well, don't forget the one at 1555 Gulf of the Bay. That's the original. But the Safety Harbor is just as good. We'll be open for Third Friday tomorrow, or 2 days from now, and come out and get some good old ice cream.
All right. Thank you, Morton. Thank you, Mark.
Mark, I mean, I got to say this to you, Morton.
Dog services.
Yeah. We have a lot of respect.
Call us. We're in the books.
Right, I have a lot of respect for you, Morton.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless you,
Take
too.
Care, Tampa.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.